This is the City Surgery.
The City Surgery.
Expert advice for the cost of a phone call.
The City Surgery.
With Will Batchelor.
On City Talk 105.9.
City
Surgery.
Each day I am joined by an expert of a different variety. And today's expert comes fresh from Magistrates Court, where he has been plying his trade as a solicitor specialising in criminal law. His name's Richard Whitehead, and he is from Gregory Abrams Davidson Solicitors, based right here in Liverpool. And he is here, ready, willing and able to answer your legal questions for the next hour. Interesting one here for you, Richard. It says, hi, I was stopped on Ormskirk Road in Aintree about 2 months ago and fined £30. The fine was apparently because my son, who was in the back of the car, did not have his seatbelt on. I contested this and said I would not seatbelt myself and not my son, but they were adamant that the two officers at the start of Ormskirk Road had spotted him with no belt on. So this is from Joanne, by the way. I think what Joanne is saying is that her son did have his belt on. He's in the back seat. She's insisted that he was belted up, and yet these officers claim to know that he wasn't wearing his seatbelt just by seeing as the car whizzed by. She's saying she's refused to pay the fine because of the injustice, and she's requested a court hearing. She'd like your thoughts as to whether you think she stands a chance of not paying the fine.
Yes, you do, Joanne. Thanks very much for contacting us. The situation here is that you dispute the facts. The police officers can give their account of the facts and you can give your account. The court will determine those facts. There's nothing mystical about police officers giving evidence. The court will simply see them as witnesses. I would urge you to make sure that you try and get your court date. Go to court and calmly, reasonably give your account.
I believe by the magic of telephone, we've actually got Joe on the phone now to explain this a bit further. Where are we up to now with it?
Well, I've had a letter of acknowledgement to say that, you know, I'm not prepared to pay the fine. I want a court hearing. So I'm just waiting for a date for that, basically. But I just was wondering on sort of what your expectation of that court hearing would be. Whether it tends to just go in favour of the police officers who were present, really.
Is it Joanne or Joe?
Joe,
the situation here is really interesting. I suspect one of two things is going to happen.
Yeah.
One, they will give you a court date.
Yeah.
That'll then be a situation where you can attend and arrange for a trial date to be listed by the court. You can attend at that trial and give your account. That's what may happen.
Yeah.
But between me, you and the other listeners, the most likely outcome is that if you notify them that you contest it,
yeah,
it then means that someone will review the case and decide, is it really in the public interest to proceed with this matter?
Right.
And there is a strong probability that someone will say, no, it's not in the public interest to proceed with this particular case. So
right,
the very fact that you've challenged them,
yeah,
and that you're going to put them to proof will either result in no further action being taken, that's the end of the matter,
yeah,
or alternatively, you at least being given the opportunity to have your say about what really happened before the court.
Good.
And what risk is Jo taking here? If they do find her guilty in court, will she face the £30 fine and then some?
Yeah, you'll probably get the £30 fine and a little bit more. The real risk you run, Joe, is that there can be an award by the court of prosecution costs. That's usually in the region of £65 to £100 in terms of cost. So if you're lost, you could end up with a slightly increased fine and the possibility of paying costs. You need to weigh up whether you think the principle is worthwhile. My advice to you would be that principle is worthwhile.
Absolutely, Joe. Thank you for calling. Do me one favour and let us know how you get on.
Will do.
Best of luck, Joe.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Bye.